brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I do pray that it is food, real food, not just snack food, but real food, rich, healthy, nourishing. That's God's fruit. It's not mine. I'm just the vehicle. But that I pray that you may hear the voice of your shepherd, the voice of your Father in heaven, calling you to draw near to him, calling you back from having strayed, calling you to rise up from either depression or extreme fatigue. The Lord's calling you wherever you are. Those of you who are carrying heavy crosses right now, perhaps untimely deaths in your family, broken relationships of some kind. The Lord knows those of you still looking for work, still trying to find decent work that you can provide for yourself and for others. God knows all of that. And he says to you, as that good shepherd, he says to you, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. He'll show you a way through. You put your trust in him. He can carry the burden. Sometimes the burdens we have are too heavy. He will carry that for you. But come to me, he said. All you who are heavily laden, heavily burdened, I will give you rest. We need to do that. That doesn't mean to surrender, give up, but it means we need a time of rest that we may receive from the Lord what we need in order to carry the cross he's allowed in our lives, whatever that may be. Come to me. From the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, and then 6 to 8. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, present your plea before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the plea of the Lord. Pay attention, O foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a plea against his people. He enters into trial with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. I brought you up from the land of Egypt, from the place of slavery I released you. I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. With what shall I come before the Lord, and how before God Most High? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with myriad streams of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You have been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you. Now notice, in this passage, a person is saying, do you want this from me? Do you want that from me? Do you want the other? We always think that the worst possible thing, that's what God wants from me. But look what he says. Look what he says here. You have been told, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, only to do the right. Do what is right, step by step. Love goodness. That's God. God is good. God is goodness itself. Love goodness and walk humbly with your God. To walk humbly simply means you know you're not the source. How many times have I said that on this program? You're not the source. We like to think we are, but we're not. God is the source of our existence. He's the source of our lives. He's the source of our gifts. He's the source of everything. And he says, love goodness, do what is right, and walk humbly with your God. God is the source. I'm not the source. God is the source of all beauty, all truth, all goodness. God is the source, not me. And that has to get into our heads so that we come before God humbly. Humbly. Humbly simply means acknowledging that he is the source of all that is good and I am not. We like to present ourselves that way sometimes, but we're not. He is the source. Thank him every day. Thank you that you're the source of my life. Thank you. Lord, I want to come to you. I want to depend on you. I want you to increase in my life and for me to decrease. That your presence is more important to me than what I want and when I want it and how I want it. I want your presence in me and through me. That's the kind of heart and the kind of desire that God wants to give us if we're open to receive it. Psalm 50, to the upright I will show the saving power of God. To those of us who seek to do good and repent when we fail, gather my faithful ones before me. To the upright, that's who we are. Upright and faithful. Really? Not for your sacrifices. This is God now. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. For your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? Look at that verse right there. That's enough to meditate on for a year. Why do you recite my statutes? In other words, I can tell you the Ten Commandments. I can tell you what God has told us we should do, how we should live, what our priorities should be. We can say all that. We can rattle them off. We learned them in grade school, the Ten Commandments. We learned them. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? In other words, yes, you are my God. Oh, yes, you are my God. But we're actually far from him in the way we live and the choices we make. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and you cast my words behind you? How many times have you cast God's word to you, whether it comes in the commandments or in some part of the rest of the scriptures, and say, oh, yeah, well, but this time, I'm not going to do that. Or if God were here, God would tell me it was okay. We make all kinds of excuses to somehow not have to pay the full price. And if we can get out of it totally, we'll get out of it totally. That's in us. We have to fight it. We have to be able to say, Lord, I love you. You are my Lord. You are my God. I am a Christian. I am Catholic. I will live by it. It's not just token lip service. I want to live out all the graces and gifts you've given me to be your disciple, to be part of your flock. See, it simplifies things. We make things so complicated. Put first things first, and you will be amazed at how other things will find their proper place. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. I'm going to show you how you're failing me, not to condemn you, but to give you the chance to make the right choices. And when you see that, when you experience that, you say, whoa, look what I've been doing. Then he says that he will bless us. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. Lord, thank you for showing me the truth. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for rescuing me here. Thank you for admonishing me here. I want to follow your way more closely. We thank him for all good things, even those that are seemingly hard for us. This particular Psalm 50 tells us, he that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. Give the praise and thanksgiving that belongs to him. The Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 to 42. Some of the scribes and the Pharisees said to Jesus, Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you. And he said to them in reply, An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will rise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater than Jonah here. Jesus is revealing himself, disguised a bit, yes, but he's revealing himself. And they don't want to listen. They say, we want to see a sign, like work a miracle here so we can see. And then it's not so that we believe, but so we can tear it apart. So we can find out where you're vulnerable, so we can destroy you. Jesus knows all that. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. Jesus making very clear, but their eyes are blinded and their ears are deafened because they have not opened themselves to hear the truth. They have not opened themselves to entertain the possibility that Jesus might be the Messiah. They're trying to trip him up in every way, to discard him, to get rid of him. Do we do that? I think we do. We can have that little voice within us saying, not good to go down this path. Keep your mouth shut. And then we go right ahead and do it. And then we wonder why we have troubles. And we will always have some troubles, always. But sometimes the troubles are of our own making. We let our temper get away with us. We let jealousy rule us. We let pride rule us. We let envy rule us. We give in to all kinds of things. Brothers and sisters, as soon as you recognize it, we're all tempted in those. But the point of the disciple is the one who recognizes it, repents for it, and turns away, even if he or she has to do that 3 or 4 times a day because the temptations are so strong. If you fight it like that, then God can draw nearer to you. And you can honestly know the peace that surpasses understanding. Jesus loves you, and he longs for you to rest against his heart. He longs for you to find your peace and your refuge in him. But us human beings, especially with the technology that we have today, we see all these things around the world that entice us and attract us and interest us. Gotta have that. Wanna see this. Be here. Do that. All the time in our heads, we're never satisfied. But the point is, brothers and sisters, we'll never be satisfied, because the only way we're going to be satisfied is union with Jesus. So we're never going to be satisfied fully on the face of this earth, only in him. Pay attention, yield to his grace, and may God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.